studio. This is our third show. We're already into it 3 weeks.
Hello, everybody. So good to be back.
I have with me my host, co-host, Yeva Babayan.
Oh, hi.
The lovely, beautiful, talented, witty, smart.
Yeah, that's me.
And you. And as last week, Mel T, because she was such a great fit with Raw Radio. And Mel just gets it. We only keep people that get it, you know?
I got it.
Why have people on that don't get it and pretend?
Because LA is big on pretension.
There's a lot of pretension. But I'd rather keep 3 solid friends that get it than 20 friends that I just like have surface level relationships with. You know what I mean?
Aww, I love it.
Exactly.
I'm addicted.
Yeah, welcome to Raw Radio. You ever hate it when I do this voice? Oh, I'd like to welcome you.
Because it sounds like you're
you know what it is? This is the radio voice. Tell me up,
radio voice.
That's your I never get laid voice.
So you're telling me this voice doesn't get me laid?
Imagine doing bed talk like
oh my god, yes, I'm coming.
What are you talking about? I get girls with this voice.
Really?
Yeah, I get, hey baby, how you doing? What are you doing
you're
Friday
a
night?
Liar.
What do you say? Be you Friday night. Dinner, 8 o'clock, be there.
Or be square.
I use this voice in bed too.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, baby, you like it like that? Yeah. Let me
are
give it to you
a
little bit sideways.
Because the height would be right there, you know.
So what if I am? Why are you judging me? Okay, maybe ooh. Munchkins do it for me.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're listening to Raw Radio, inspired by the great Howard Stern. I'm going to give homage to Howard Stern in the beginning of every show.
Why every show?
Why? Because this show wouldn't exist without Howard
Can
Stern.
Can we just do one every 10 shows? Thank you.
Well, 10 shows? Is that enough homage?
Yes.
Listen to me. He is the inventor of this format. I want to thank Howard for giving us this format. And this format, I mean by talking
to each
other.
I watched and listened to Howard, I love his format and...
He's awesome, except his 50-year-old mom haircut.
Listen.
Well, he changed over time, you know?
You might not agree with his haircut. You might not agree with the shit he says. Like, I don't agree with half the shit Tom Likas says, but I listen to Likas.
No, right. I like Howard, you know? But let's just not over-Howard it up.
Aww. I give credit where credit's due.
Okay, this is enough. Next.
Moving on.
The man is, you know what? The man is talented. He can take any subject and make it interesting.
I agree.
When I was in middle school, okay, you know how every kid hates waking up at 8:30 in high school, middle school?
Oh, I hated it.
Some kids like it, you know, maybe the Jun Choi, the Korean student who was valedictorian, couldn't wait to wake up at 8:30.
Yes.
But or 8:07, whatever, she had zero period.
Zero period.
But I would wake up, set my alarm, okay? Most kids are like, no, mom, 5 more minutes. But I would set my alarm just so I could catch like half hour Howard Stern before school started.
Right, wow. You have something to look forward to.
And if a man can captivate a middle schooler to somebody that works in the docks at a fisherman's wharf in the morning, then he deserves respect and he doesn't get enough in the mainstream media. And this show will give him that respect.
I will have to say thank you, Howard, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here doing this.
Exactly.
He was an inspiration.
Let's get it on.
Let's make it happen.
It's like NPR. You know how NPR, would you guys listen to 89.9 or 90.7
yes.
KPFK?
Yeah.
You know Cherry Glazer?
I don't know Cherry Glazer. I know Michelle Norris.
Oh, yeah.
But they could take any subject and make it interesting. Like, this morning, 50 farmers gathered to watch a stack of hay in the middle of northwestern Minnesota.
Oh my God, I'm inspired.
And now we move to the head farmer, Richard Gray, as he explains, I'm Nichelle Norris. And it's just like the way it flows and the way they segue from
it's
one thing to another.
You can listen. Meditation in progress.
You can listen to anything that NPR
Smooth
says.
Smooth talk radio.
The way.
94.7. The way.
Wow, I think I just got a little hard on.
We just lost 50 listeners. No, but we love our list. Dude, big up to our listeners, though. Seriously. Carmen Massey, Mark John,
so
Super Sacco, Sean P, The Future.
No.
We have all these new listeners that are talking to us and giving us some good advice. Yeria. By the way, action-packed show this week. But next week, we're going to have an art artist show. Just want to tell you to tune in. Where we're actually going to break down what makes good art. What makes a good art show. Because all of us have been to shitty art shows.
Horrible.
We just go look around. There's nothing going on. It's like we can almost predict what the next art show we're going to go to is
going
to be like.
I think people pick art.
I haven't been going
the
much
easy
because
way
of
to
that.
Make money. I'm
going
to be an artist because I have nothing else to do. No. Don't.
Right.
It's not a passion. It's not driving you. Don't do it.
You got to have it.
Absolutely.
You got to have it. And if you don't have it, you know,
do
eventually maybe stop. I'm not telling you to kill the dream, but listen to
do
people.
Do something else. Do something else.
Take advice.
Like, don't be a Yoko Ono with like just doing your art no matter what the fuck it sounds like. That's not art. That's not singing.
You know, she gives meaning to bad music.
You know what? Oh, God. Don't let me get started on Yoko Ono.
Listen, I'm not totally against her. I know a lot of Beatles fans hate her because she broke them up, but I think she was the catalyst for John Lennon's better body of work after the Beatles. Even though a lot of people don't like her, they have to credit her, just like you credit Howard. Give her that much credit, at least.
Because she brought out the good in John Lennon?
She was a catalyst to make it rise to the surface. Like the song we started with, he wrote that when he was with her. So
It just tears me apart, though, when she starts giving musical advice to a room full of... distinguished musicians in a room. I was watching a documentary, The Making of Imagine, John Lennon's album. It's called Gimme Some Truth.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you borrow that documentary.
Please,
you got to watch
it.
She is, after they do a take, this is John. This is like an experienced bassist in the room, a drummer. I think Ringo was in there too, because John worked with Ringo after they were done with the Beatles. And after the first take, she's like going around, okay, we need more up. It seems like not jazzy enough. Like, who the fuck are you to give these musicians advice when you're hey, Pat, do you have anything of Yoko? Can we hear what you by yourself without John sound like, Yoko?
Take my scarf off.
Right? I feel like she's trying to be young or something. She's trying to be all like...
She's trying to be good. Need Doof to do this. Pat, give me a beat.
Doof. And we are doing rap radio. What? And it's exciting. I have no musical talent, but we will carry John Lennon and get...
Listen to me. Pat, stop that, because I'm not going to take any more of this. If she was every day broadcasting to us that she's swimming in John Lennon's money. Like, you know how Scrooge, Uncle Scrooge in DuckTales?
Right.
Uncle Scrooge in the intro, he would swim in his pool of coins. If Yoko was doing that with John Lennon's money, I wouldn't even be as upset. It's the fact that she gives her insight in the music. Mm-hmm. Like, she puts her own two cents on what John's music should sound like, because... In Vegas, there's a Beatles production. It's called Love. Right. I think it's at the which hotel?
One of
those hotels has the Love. If you've been in Vegas recently, and it's a very good show, amazing show. Right?
Did she help them put that together?
Now, let me tell you, I saw the making of that show, and they invited some of the old Beatles to come look at one of the early dress rehearsals, so that they could give their input. Okay, before this show was available to the public, Yoko was invited, Ringo was invited, and they sat and listened to the early dress rehearsal of the Love Show.
Right.
And then I see footage of Yoko with a piece of paper in her notes, and she looks so concerned and upset, and she had to get up and tell the director, no, I believe if John was here, he would want, like, this thing, this music. It seems like there's not too much space in the music at this segment. Listen, you sit your lucky ass back, and you enjoy this freaking phenomenon that is the Beatles, and don't give any input. That's what pisses me off.
Well,
you know
she
what
thinks
I'm saying?
She's John Lennon now. She represents him.
Yeah, she's giving her, you know, opinion on what he would have said.
She's talking as John.
Yeah, but
in a very
Japanese way. No.
She's
John's gone. Leave his music
a medium
alone.
To John.
There's an annual Beatles show in Anaheim called Beatle Fest. My mom was saying, and one of the most popular shirts is one that says, "I still hate Yoko."
I love that shirt.
I still hate Yoko.
I'm gonna buy that shirt.
It's all right, Yoko. Thank you for being so we can be. Here,
yeah, I guess there's good in that, because she brought out the best in John, but I just, you know, I just wish she'd shut up about
it. Don't hate the messenger. Just listen to the message. Mm.
I mentioned Super Socko. Mm. Seriously?
Super Socko!
Last week we gave this guy some airtime. We talked about his music. We kind of were a little generalized his music under the whole...
Without really knowing him.
Yeah.
Like,
we were just having fun.
Right. We were just having fun, being outrageous,
but
whatever.
But he's wonderful because he had a
silly.
Sense of humor.
He had a great sense of humor because he listened to our show because I tagged him when I posted
it. And we totally appreciate that.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. He came back. He wrote me a message saying, "Good show. I subscribe to your podcast.
Yay.
Wish you knew me better."
Nice.
Yeah. So then I'm like, oh shit, you know, maybe he's cool, he's game, but he was must have been a little bit like, these guys don't know me, they're talking this shit about me, categorizing me as under Robbie's whatever. So I thought maybe we'd call him during this show. He gave me his number. I said, hey, give me your number, we'll get to know you better.
He messaged me too.
The segment is called Let's Get to Know Super Socko.
Let's Get to Know
Super
Socko.
It's that segment out, right? It's called Let's Get to Know Super Socko. Okay.
I don't get late voice.
Stop it.
Oh.
We're gonna call Super Socko. And
we're friends
just
now.
See if we can actually...
He's my Facebook
hold
friend
on.
Now.
Is our thing working? Multi-million dollar show here. High production quality. We're going to call him
yes,
on our...
Yes, of course it's working.
Hold Hold on.
Let's munchkin this up in the meantime.
One of the things I want to ask him, though, Yeva and I were searching a little Super Sako.
He is fascinating on the internet.
He's fascinating because there was this one website where people submit their desktop backgrounds, and the background on his laptop was the Freemasonry and Masons and all these things having to do with that whole lodge, like the underground brotherhood of Masonry.
There was also a folder there called Ankap Nakarnir, which I'm curious to know what was in it.
We'd love to go through Sako's folders and see some of his pictures and stuff like that.
There'll be a few of the questions you'll ask.
Well, anyway, let's just give Sako a try and see if he'll pick up, you know?
Okay, let's give him some, you know, energy.
We can ask him a few questions and...
I'll do a little Yoko interlude in the meantime. Going.
Sako. I hear it going Sako, in. Hopefully he'll be a friend of the show after this.
Absolutely.
We'll go to this concert.
Yeah. He's doing a concert in Amsterdam. Hey, Sako.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Alex from Raw Radio.
And Maline.
And Yeva.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. We have Yeva and Mel here. You heard us last week because you heard our show, right?
Yes, I did.
Hello.
Awesome, man.
How you guys doing?
We're doing real good, man. We just wanted to, you know, get to know the real Sako because we made a few generalizations last time about you, and I could tell you were a little concerned about that.
Not concerned, just wishing you guys know me well.
What is it that you want us to know about you?
Yeah, what was the one thing we said that you're like, they're way off. They just need to know the truth.
About the wannabe, the gangster type, and the whole thing, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you describe yourself?
Actually, I grew up in L.A. Grew up amongst everything that you guys were talking about. I've seen a lot, been through a lot, and it's nothing to, you know, talk or brag about. You know, I've seen a rough life, seen good side of life, too.
So you've had a good amount of pretty rough upbringing to talk
I've
about.
I've had my share. I've had my share of bad luck, as you can say.
Right.
But, you know, most important thing is that, you know, as you grow up, you hit that certain age range and you realize what's more important to you. And hopefully it's a talent. I think it's a gift when you can separate the bad from the good and start living a prosperous life.
So at this point, what do you consider the most important thing to you? And what do you want to share with your audience?
The most important thing to me is... I guess the whole point of life, the reason why we're here is reproduction, finding peace within yourself to, you know, make a family and have kids and just, you know, be positive. And it's enough about thinking of ourselves, you know, then we got to think about the future now.
So you've gone through enough shit to now just focus on what's good for you and just really make that your most important thing in life is what is happening for you right now that is positive, right?
Yeah.
And that's interesting. Is that part of the reason why you're into this whole like Freemasonry and you know, like Masons? We found a little bit about you that you had this desktop wallpaper on your laptop that has the Masonry pyramid on it. Is that true?
Yeah. I am a Freemason. And,
So wait, you're not just interested in that whole whatever movement that's been around for 100 years. You're actually a Mason. Which degree are you?
I cannot really discuss about that.
You can't discuss about it?
Why?
No, I'd rather not.
Do they tell you to keep that on the down low?
no, they don't tell you anything, but it's just, I am a Freemason. And a Mason is not like a cult or anything. It's just a fraternity for men.
Right.
You know,
is it true that no women are allowed?
No women are allowed in the Masons?
Women are not allowed to be Freemasons, but there are branches like the Stars and Job's Daughters.
Why is it exclusively for men?
Well, just like when you're in a university, there's fraternities for men, and there's also groups for women.
Okay, so you have been in the... How long, can I ask, have you been in the Freemasonry Guild?
For the past few years.
And you don't want to talk about whatever your rank or your job or your purpose in there is, but as far as what it does, the benefits you, how does it benefit you? Can you talk about that?
it teaches me how to. It's kind of motivating to go and see people in different calibers. Billionaires, business people, or just your average plumber. Just everybody's on the same level.
You're all equal.
You're all equal, and we're all taught to be a good person, to be a good person to your society, be a good person to your neighbors, and I believe that's the most important thing about Freemasonry is how to be a good person, a righteous person, and the biggest thing to become a Freemason is to believe in God.
So are they all one religion?
God and Jesus, or it could be any God you choose.
Your God, it's about believing in a whole supreme being,
Okay.
Just different religions. You can be Jewish. You can be Christian. You can, pray to Virgin Mary. It doesn't matter. Religions are a way of us, like a little gateway to praying to God. We pray Eastern Orthodox Christians. We pray to God through Jesus.
Right.
Catholic pray through Virgin Mary, Buddhists pray through Buddha, but they all have one supreme being.
Okay.
Zako, I want to have a question for you. There is a folder on your desktop called Ankap Nagarnet. What's in it?
Ankap Nagarnet is like, pictures that people send me,
fans?
You'll go somewhere and take pictures. Friends, they'll email you pictures. It's not like a folder, this was a... summertime in Vegas. It's nothing like that. It's not like those
random book pictures.
It's just a mixture of a whole bunch of BS.
Hey, Sako, I noticed you have a lot of female fans hitting you up on Facebook and, just a lot of attention from women. Are you in a relationship? Are you married? What's your deal with that whole thing?
I'm not married. I'm in a relationship. This is a complicated story.
It's always complicated.
People are complicated.
But you
it's
are...
not complicated like drama type. No, it's yes, I am in a relationship.
Okay, so all these women that think that they could get a piece of Sako with these positive comments, they need to back up because Sako is pretty serious, huh?
It's not even like that. I'm not Elvis Presley and hear all these women going crazy for me. It's just for the music. Those are really just fans, and I'm very grateful to have them. But it's nothing like, that whole rap style life and always with girls and clubs and this and that. I'm a very, chill, kick-down-the-earth person.
You're a normal person. Categorizing you as, a gangster type or whatever, last week when we go Robbie's type, those are all false. You're none of those things. You don't consider yourself a Robbie's.
No, I don't. I'm not one of those, this, that. And when I was listening to it, was so funny. I enjoyed listening to you guys, and, I became a subscriber to the podcast thing.
That's awesome.
That's so
after
great.
This, are you going to tell your fans to start listening to Raw Radio?
Yeah, I will, as a matter of
Thank
fact.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Hey, I just found out you're doing a concert in Amsterdam, Netherlands. Are there any Armenians in Netherlands, or is your crowd doesn't have to be Armenians? Do you cater to all kinds of fans?
Believe it or not, when I started doing this, it was kind of actually by accident, me rapping. But, and since now I have, people really do like my music and they buy my music and buy concerts and tickets. And so, it just became kind of like a career. But, there are Armenians everywhere. Matter of fact, in 2010, I have already, I don't know if I'm going to have more or not, I have 18 concerts. I'm going on a European tour.
You have 18 concerts lined up.
Wow.
Yeah, besides, I have 8 cities in Russia. I have 3 in France. I have Australia. I have Lebanon. And I'm doing a bunch. And then I come back March, May over here back to L.A. at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium.
That's amazing, man. And that's why we were giving you props last show, because you seem like the kind of guy gets around. You put yourself out there. You do your thing. And that's why we couldn't hate on you.
We want to wish you well in all your endeavors and a lot of success in what you do.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you one thing. I was discussing this a few days ago with someone. Me as a rapper, I don't consider myself as like a good rapper, this, that. When it comes to like Armenians and rap music, hip hop, there's a pretty good thing out there, like a pretty big, you know, fan base out there for Armenian like rappers or R&B singers or whatever.
Right.
But I do not consider like I'm the best or whatever. There's a lot of guys out there that are so talented.
Like Haitovic, they're good. Mic.
It's just like I don't know what it is about me, but there's something about me. That you know, sold out shows, sold out albums, you know, like there's something about
blessed.
Me, but I don't consider myself like, oh, I'm the best or this and that.
No, I understand. There's some kind of a mystery around you, which I just wanted to ask you, this one song you have, Moving On, you talk about you taking a life. Is that just poetic, or did you actually have an episode where you took someone's life?
No, I didn't. That was just a song when I was writing, when I was in the studio with my producer, MG, and we were writing song, and you know, I kind of like the whole heartbreak type, so I'm really like this past album I was really influenced by Kanye's 808s and Heartbeats album,
right?
And so when we were writing, we didn't know really where that song was going, but we knew it was something about heartbreak, about her cheating or whatever,
right?
But then at the end we came out with the psychotic twist. Yeah, it's you know, there's not a rule, like a hip-hop rule book, that everything has to be from life experience. You can, you know, have fictional.
Right, you're taking your poetic license.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. That's, well, we like exactly that, Sako. Hey, thanks a lot, man. I think we got to know the real Sako with this interview, which was the whole point. And can I actually officially say that you're a friend of the show now?
Yeah, thanks for, you know, adding us.
Definitely.
Awesome.
I'm a friend of your neighborhood.
Yay.
Definitely. Mibu Razge.
We appreciate your time.
And you added one more listener to all the billions of listeners you guys have.
Fabulous.
Gazillions, actually.
Definitely. Hey,
God bless you.
Thank you, Taco, for listening to us, man. We're going to push you. You push us, and we'll just, you know.
Push.
Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Bye. Keep it going.
Take care.
Woohoo! Go Super Sako.
Well, there you go, man. We just got to know the real Sako.
Aw. Seems like, you know,
he seemed like a laid-back
neighborhood
dude.
Guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's your next-door neighbor.
Like, he wasn't
even... and have a couple shots with
yeah, totally. Vodka and hosh. Come on.
He's
like,
just
going
to keep
like...
that slow tone and just talk to you about everything. He's chill, definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Good. Well... we shall definitely go check him out one day.
A Super Sako
when he's in Pasadena.
You guys ready to go to Amsterdam?
Yeah, I would love to go to Amsterdam.
Real quick.
Real quick.
Coming at you next week.
Jump
Raw Radio is going to be broadcast
baby.
Out of Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Actually, we're actually broadcasting from Dubai this week.
Yes. It's beautiful in Dubai.
It's awesome.
We're in Dubai now.
Yes, exactly.
Very colorful.
A skyscraper right now.
Broadcasting out of broke Dubai.
with the amazing buildings. I'm sitting on top of a buildings. Camel right now, actually. My camel is kind of
scary. Hey, sometime during today, we might get an interruption from the future. We might get a little beam in from the future, and someone might come in and drop some knowledge for us. His name is Future. That's all he goes by. Everywhere he goes, he brings in a beat with him. So he might happen to come upon us, or he might not. We don't know. But we're also going
to
bring in from the past, not
the
future, John Lennon and Bruce Lee, perhaps.
John.
Do a quick interview.
I think Bruce
John.
Lee definitely is
Bruce
coming.
Lee.
Bruce Lee might come. If Bruce Lee does come, what would you ask him? Because he's very... Did you know Bruce Lee is as much of a philosopher as he is a martial artist?
Well, I guess I'd want to know, what is his true philosophy about life?
Well, you must be formless. Oh my God, Bruce Lee's here. Bruce Lee?
Bruce?
Yeah.
Bruce, are you here? Yeah, that's
ooh.
Cool. Oh my God, Bruce is here. He just beamed
oh my
in,
God,
guys.
I
he's from the
such
past.
I'm a big fan. Your biceps are the shit.
Oh, thank you. And
I
your
saw
name
all
is...
your movies.
What is your name?
My name is Yeva. Hi.
Hello, Yeva.
Hi.
Do you know what my favorite drink is?
No, what is it?
Water!
Water is so cool.
H2O.
What do you want to know about being formless?
Yes, tell me.
You must be formless like water.
And?
Well, you put water into a cup, it become the cup. You put water into a teapot, it become the teapot. Now water can drip, pour, creep, or crash.
Wow.
Be water, my friend. Oh my God, and he's gone. He just left. Bruce just left.
I had another question, but he left.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You didn't ask it fast enough.
I just didn't know what to do.
You did not ask it fast enough.
He was cloudy.
Well, that was a banging first half. I think we need to take a little break, dude. That Sako interview went pretty well.
Yeah,
yes, it did.
The guy was just, I was surprised at how chill he was. He was just laid back answering everything.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Yeah.
got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, oh yeah. She's all right. I don't know. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Nice. Oh, hey, that first half of the
love
show.
Love that song.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too.
That song by Kanye West. Ray Charles.
Neat.
The original.
Love him.
The first portion of Raw Radio was brought to you by Pimm's Liqueurs.
Which we're enjoying.
Delicious.
We've been enjoying this drink that I want everybody out there, all our listeners, to know about.
Hot or cold?
You need to start making this drink, Pimm's Cup. You take Pimm, you mix it with ice and ginger ale. You put some
sliced lemon, mint,
sliced cucumber. It is the most impressive drink.
It's
search
like
it online.
Salad.
It is the official drink of Raw Radio. It was introduced to me by my good friend Peter Reed. Big up to Peter Reed, who introduced me to the Pimm Cup.
Or you can have it hot with hot tea and honey. Lemon honey.
I think his friend Repinin introduced him to the Pimm, so it's been passed down, you know? I gotta say, some of my friends are like some of the most... in LA, they're like the top designers. I know some of the top tier designers and animators in the industry, like people who do all the professional websites
they
you see online.
Pims.
They're all fans of the show, friends of the show.
Pretty, thank you. Thank you for introducing it to me. I've never had a Pimm's before.
We're all little Pimm's inside.
I gotta say, I'm really glad we got to know Super Socko and how, you know.
What a guy.
He's just doing his thing. He's doing his music. It might not be our cup of tea, but he's doing his thing.
Let's be open to everyone.
You ever been at a party where someone's doing their music, but they like kind of like interrupt the party with their jam? Like they do a live jam type of thing?
Yeah, it's like, dude, I was listening to Tiesto. Can we put the... I don't want to be like...
Like you could be at a party full of people and you're all listening to maybe some music, someone's playing some MP3s, and all of a sudden some of the musicians at the party who happen to have brought
their
guitars.
Yeah, they're like,
hey, let's jam out. You know, I'm stoned and high right now. Everybody's going to be into this.
But we're not in your head. That's just in your head.
Fact of the matter
is... They're like on all the time.
Only those people jamming are into that jam.
Right.
Most people, unless they're like really admiring the musician who's jamming, they're not into it.
No,
so.
I want to dance. Can we do the la 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 later?
I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, you make me feel mighty real.
Yeah.
The jukebox.
Mel, you love dancing, don't you?
I love dancing.
You said one of your...
The other week I went to this dance studio in Westwood.
Uh-huh.
Westwood, and it was like a tango class.
Right.
And after
tango is hot.
Well, it's cool. You pay $10 from 9:30 to 1 a.m. and you can just dance. Tango, salsa, waltz.
Do you have to take a partner or can you just go?
Well, you can go and have a partner. People, you know, need a partner to dance with, so they just go.
You said one of your turn-ons is a guy that can dance, right?
Totally.
So if you're about to date a guy, he needs to actually make an effort to dance.
He needs to take a dance floor.
He needs to lead you. So what if the guy knows nothing?
Learn.
He needs to learn. Before he needs to get in anywhere with you.
The way a guy dances says a lot about him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And it says a lot about the chemistry that you two have.
I met this producer and we were dancing and his girlfriend was like, you need to show him how to move, you know?
Right.
And he's this old man after, like, I don't know, over 70 or 80, you know? And he was just like barely moving. And I looked at him and I grabbed his hips and I said, it's just like sex.
It is.
And he just looked at me. He goes, honey, it's not like sex. You know, it's not the way I have sex. And I was like, well, it's the way I have sex.
Well, you don't need Viagra to dance, but...
It is a quick way to it is a quick way to see it's how a, much it's chemistry a very, you have.
You know, similar. You know, use your hips.
Right.
It's very spiritual and liberating because when you're dancing, you're not thinking. The thinking gets in the way of the dancing. Mm-hmm. So when you dance, you're meditating.
You're transcending. Emotion. You're moving.
It's
you're
the freaking credo of the show. Anything you do that involves no thinking, you're on the right path.
Don't think. Don't just be.
Just be.
Just be.
Just like you ever be.
That's a little shout out to Tiesto, who's playing tonight. Oh. Or last night.
Hasn't Tiesto been playing a couple nights, actually?
Like four nights. I think times are tough for him or something.
That was a little bit of the Tiesto concert.
Hey, you know, I just saw Dirty Diamond. That was pretty cool.
They are good. They
I've never seen them before. Yeah,
listen, next week's show, I told you we're doing the Art Artist Show.
Yes.
Brother of Dirty Diamond, lead singer Sam is Orbel Babayan. And
Orbel.
He's a great guitarist.
Oh my God, he's
I saw
genius.
Him play guitar at a party, and I am going to invite him on Raw Radio. Hopefully he can make it. He's going to be out of town. We'll see if we can catch him. But our mid-show break is not going to be an MP3. It's going to be live Spanish guitars.
That
so.
Is
he's
such
phenomenally talented
an honor
and
to have Orbel.
He is.
Make sure you tune in for that show. He is very good.
He's mastered the guitar,
yes.
For sure.
And he plays Pancho and Sancho at Vino.
I'm starting to feel a little interference
in the valley.
In the air. Can you guys feel some interference?
Yeah, there's these bodies emerging out of your closet.
You think?
From under
I
your
feel.
Bed.
I feel some electricity. Energies.
I feel some electricity like
my
coming on.
My hand is getting sucked into the portal.
Oh my God, I think we're actually getting a visit from the future. Oh my God, I think we're actually getting a visit from the future.
Future's
here. I think he's got a few words. We cannot interrupt this. He's got some things to say to us. We need to listen. Yeah.
What they want to call it. What? They call me the future. What they want to call it. They call me to be future. Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone. I got a crown, I call it my own name. You be future rhyme straight from the dome. E.T. calling home. My rhyme flow could hit a bit harder. Black Einstein just a bit smarter. Go ahead, nail me, call me martyr. Damn, I'm gonna flow just harder. Just as usual, go on, kick a crazy game. Sucker like you, man, I see you, man, you name. Hit you like yoga, fight. Your name, you be future, what you wanna play a game. My flow keeps shining like light. Going all the way from my inside. I rhyme so tight, my flow bit better. Sucker like you, man, you can't stand the weather. If I'm chilling in a London fog, boom, boom, blast, you see the smog. You wanna call it shock and awe. Future came right to be like yee-haw. Suckers can't keep up. Old Grim Reaper playing games at the keep up. Come back again. I got a full house, that mean I'm just winning. Can't go against the future. Future came back, destroyed every computer. Try to divide infinity again. Yeah, you know it never ever end. I wanna be successful, like the best fool. Yo, what you left will go inside your mind. You wanna check the mind of the Black Einstein. I said I'm gonna go and go flow and chill a bit more. Yo, you don't know what that door, what's in store. Gonna flow a bit better. Rhyme be talking like whatever. I don't know why I'm gonna go with this one. Future came back, blast like a megaton. Suckers, they be done. The flow keep going like they're gonna keep showing. Okay, give me some more beat. You know I'm knowing. Oh, damn, where we showing? And, future. I just want to say, everybody, if you're doing your stuff, just like, do it, you know? Appreciate it. Okay. I love Raw Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you so
wow.
much. That
but
was
you guys
beautiful.
Way more handsome than I imagined.
Did you guys catch that interference?
That
and
was...
he just left.
Yeah. I was so in the moment.
Wow. He came, dropped a couple of
away.
Lines of knowledge, and just blew us away and bounced.
I was like, you know what? I felt like I was in the water. I was just like...
like in a deprivation tank.
I was like,
ooh. Oh, as soon as you dive in, everything's silence, and then just things make
just
sense.
Just like
train
spotting. You know
it's
how
like
he goes into the toilet and the shit?
You remember the baby on top of the ceiling?
Oh,
wow.
God.
Oh,
creepy.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that was...
All right, I'm done. I've heard that
I
before.
Love good hip-hop. Hey, Pat, do you have that one... Hey, let the beat work. Let that beat ride. I saw this YouTube video. The guy's name is Lyric. And if we do a YouTube search,
we need to be on YouTube.
Beat Ride Lyric. Oh, we will be on YouTube. By the way, we own YouTube.
This next portion of the show brought to you by YouTube.
We also own Google.
This guy was in a classroom and someone shot a YouTube video of him. He was just using a pen and his fists on a desk room table.
What?
In a classroom table, making a beat like this.
Oh.
And then rapping. Listen to this. This is amazing. I love this.
Ghetto prophecy, speaking on pain. Let this beat work. Let this beat ride. I be spitting no fingers or any heat. God, survive, nigga, we cook pies. Behold the passion in my eyes and let this beat ride. My only ambition, niggas, to rise from these slums. Aiming to fly high, force to live. By the gun and on and that's
why I just, there's something about
that. I can't wait
until he goes into the chorus right here. Eyes, four, not yet. Five, you know, when but the whole thing is just...
more bite than the cemeteries reserved when the gun rise. Blood flows and it cracks to the feet where the bodies lie.
My jaw is dropped right now.
Right here, here's the chorus. Not yet. Scoozy, scoozy.
Wow.
It is. You should see how fast his fingers move.
Oh my
right
god,
here.
You guys have to YouTube this right now. Check this guy out.
It sounds like a Timbaland beat, you know, where like that it's fast like hi-hats and like the beat. I love that.
Wow.
But then there's also like,
big ups to that
guy.
There's
also like the cookie cutter rap songs like shot, 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 shot.
I am so sick of those songs that are the same thing.
Everybody is on.
It's all about shots, alcohol, and strippers.
Yeah, we're gonna do shots.
Yeah.
What's up with this though? People play this shit at the club and people go crazy.
It's the same beat over and over again. People are drunk and they just dance the same beat over and over again.
No message, no kind of positive vibe.
You know what?
Let's just get everybody messed up.
Let's take one word and repeat it five times. Hear this. Ass, 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 ass. It doesn't matter. It's just gonna.
It's like Yoko Ono, but the modern version.
Ah!
Maybe they were influenced by her.
Exactly. Yoko Ono, like the modern version. But, you know, anyway.
Hello.
If it all fails, we can just blame it on the alcohol.
Alcohol.
You know those.
Here's some Yoko Ono. Hold on. Listen to the talent that is Yoko Ono.
Please, no.
The sun is down. The sun is down.
Kind of minimal house.
The sun is down.
It's like really like old people lounge music.
The sun is down. Club vibe these days.
Her kind of people.
I mean, how is this any different from shots, 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 shots?
It's the extreme version of that.
The sun is down. I live on Lennon's money.
Thank you, Lennon. I love you. Why doesn't she just do love music?
I don't know. She should remix Lennon songs. I don't know. No,
don't do it. Don't do that. No, she'll really have haters.
Has Yoko had any plastic surgery done, or is she?
I don't think so.
That would have been one thing that probably would have made me more
just
pissed
good
about
creams
her.
From wherever, you know.
I know a lot of people have had plastic surgery. Like in Los Angeles, brings out the plastic surgery in people.
Wow, honestly,
well, skincare, you know, the baby boomers, they want to look young and stay beautiful.
Yeah, but
I don't think there's
if you can
person.
Tell, if you can tell something's been done, it's not beautiful. Like if. One thing I don't like is color contacts. If I can see someone with color contacts, I know for a fact that is not your eye color, and all of a sudden I'm like looking at you in a weird way.
Like,
why can't I look at you in your natural beauty way? You know what I'm saying?
You know people,
yeah, that is kind of funny. Why, you know, it's like, why do you do that?
Because they want attention. Women who get lip jobs, they don't look like you have beautiful lips. You look like you got a lip job. You got the lip job look.
Like the duck look.
The nose job look.
I remember working in a skin clinic and this lady came in and her lips, they look like ducks, like lips. You know?
Right, right. Always puckered up. But it is the fact that people are living in a big city environment with the media and Hollywood that is making them get these nose jobs. These people, okay, I have friends who have gotten nose jobs. And my theory is if that same person was living in rural Minnesota on a farm, she would never consider a nose job.
Probably not.
So that is – it's not inside of her that wants the nose job. It is the influence
but
of
the,
media and mass society
her
getting her the nose job.
They bank on her insecurities and low self-esteem. So she's like, I got to be –
well, because
like
probably maybe she
important.
Was made fun of too. I mean, you got
to
think about
no
that.
No one is made fun of because most of these people that got nose jobs, they looked great and
you know,
not a
single person
complained about their nose but them.
Listen, everybody I know from high school, if I see them now, they all have nose jobs. They all have nose jobs. Why? It's like...
People have asked me if I have a nose job, and I don't.
I well, not all of us can be naturally gorgeous like you.
Oh, though. Stop
well,
that.
You know. It's an art form, really.
Yes, I have to thank my mother and
There's
father.
There's so many more important things at a young age to like embrace and really just harness than just your external appearance.
Absolutely.
You know, if an alien race came down and looked at us, they would laugh at the fact that we get nose jobs. They would laugh at the fact that women wear makeup. But yeah, these are just some of the things that...
Look inside, not outside.
There's this certain fire that burns when we're young. We need to embrace that fire. It dims down as we get older. You know what I'm saying?
If you let it.
Well,
if you get inundated in your everyday life of drama, outside world things, and don't look inside to like true bliss and happiness. You don't need exterior things for happiness. Just be happy and the exterior falls into place.
Right.
So simple.
But you do reach a certain, like when you're 17, 18, 23, 25, 30, you have this feeling like you can do anything in the world. And you can. You can conquer everything. You can learn everything and get on top of it.
No fear.
One person can make the change in the whole world. And then you turn, I believe, from reading, from hearing, you turn 50, 60, then you start to think, you can only do one thing, right? You know, then you turn 70, you can't do anything anymore. It's like, we need to just make the most out of this fire that burns inside of us that we're young.
Yes.
And just give raw opinion, give raw radio, give raw just perspectives and really do what we want to do instead of getting nose jobs and cover up this fucking force that we have. You know,
listen, the natural thing you can do is just exfoliate and moisturize.
Yes.
And
change the world with your big crooked nose. Remove what are you wasting your time getting a nose job?
Just smile and just you'll smile. Be pretty. Nobody's looking at
Remove all
length.
The dead skin and moisturize. And
you can rejuvenate your soul on a constant basis. Just
it's all about regenerating the cells and really just, you know, being
it's like
the
we
moment.
Don't need to Michael Jackson ourselves up,
no.
You know what I mean?
Hey, I don't believe Michael. In plastic surgery. Listen.
I love Michael. It's all about his music. I could give a shit about his face and I can give a shit about the child scandal.
It's actually scary. One time when I saw him perform, I was kind of scared.
I believe that. And I think there's so much fame that it's so easy to make him fall into the trap.
Life. He wanted to feed people, help people. Yeah. I mean, look at that song, Man in the Mirror. That's profound.
I know. Right. I love that song.
Right. You want to make a change, take a look at yourself.
Michael was all about that while he was alive. Because I saw finally, this is it.
Yeah.
He was all about, we need to just stop crapping on this earth. We need to stop taking a shit on this earth. We're using it as our toilet.
That little girl in that scene is just so emotional. It's so beautiful. Yeah. You know, like it really makes you
but
feel.
But hey, we mentioned Michael last week about how he's a musical genius and how when he did Beat It.
Oh yeah.
The Beat It demo on the new This Is It album.
Yeah.
He's doing the whole song with his voice. We actually have that this week. Pat, can you play it?
Yeah,
for us?
Yeah.
Okay, this Aww. Is the harmonies.
This is the harmonies, listen to me.
The vocal harmonies on the choruses.
Put it up, put it up.
Here we go, listen to how much of a genius I am.
Beat It. I'll do the verses, then I'll do the choruses. One, two, three, four.
He did this before the song was even out, and you can almost crack these voices on top of the music and it'll be perfect.
Dead on.
And I love the fact that he didn't even know the words when he made the song. He just had the melody in his head, and in the beginning he was like, he didn't have the words yet.
It's golden. He can just hum and it's golden. Golden.
I love Michael, man.
Love you. I'm thankful for Michael in my life.
Listen, Michael, we're going to take this little opportunity to thank you for what you left us. We want to disregard every negative child molestation bullshit that was crammed in our face by the mainstream media who hated you.
Yes.
And all we really care about is the fact that you don't want to see this earth as a piece of trash and you put us good music. And that's all the fans of Raw Radio are going to see you as.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
That had to be said.
We love you, Mike.
This show dispels any bullshit that's in society.
And there's a lot of it. You can feel
We're swimming in
dams
it. Are you
bullshit.
Kidding me?
Too
it's
much.
Okay. You got to be the light for the rest to grab.
Because these
towards.
People, like the musicians that inspire us, your friends that you can smell, breathe, hear, the ones that call you, the ones that care about you, those are your real saviors in life. Not some fictitious character written about in a book that you've never met the authors
and misinterpreted.
Of. Okay, this whole savior? Bullshit. Your savior are your friends, your
you
parents.
Are your
those
own
are
savior.
Your real saviors.
You're your own savior, your own God, goddess.
You are your only true light.
Absolutely.
It comes from
true light.
Pride.
It comes from inside.
Deep within.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You've never met Jesus.
No, you've never met the person.
You've never met the authors who wrote the Bible. So no. who are they to say this is your savior?
You know what's funny? When people say, are you Christian? Are you Buddhist? Was Christ a Christian? Was Buddha a Buddhist?
Michael Jackson is my savior. My father is my savior. My friends are my saviors. That's all I give a shit about. All
right, we're all saved now. We're on the boat. We're all saved.
You have been saved.
Are we too angry on this show?
No. We're just the perfect amount of happy, silly, angry, serious, sarcastic.
I mean, there's a lot of shit in the world to be angry about, deep. You know? But don't we be try heavy. To... Am I hating?
No, put the fire of that flame of anger to use.
Yes. I love how you resurface some of the topics on the show.
Yes, restrape, restructure. Nothing is ever the same. Everything is constantly molding and changing. And
what was the second half of the show brought to you by?
Us.
Pims.
Forget all affiliates. The second half of the show is brought to you by Alex, Yeva, Mel.
Yeah, yeah.
The saviors of Raw Radio.
We are the world.
We are the children.
By the way, Raw Radio is now a religious network.
Hey, what was that religious band that you guys were talking about earlier?
Oh, there's this
Christian band.
Right. Christian
there's
side
these,
hug.
There's these white dudes that try to. What did they rap about?
It was
what
so bad. I don't know if we should even talk about
so
it.
So your peepees don't touch?
I don't know if we should talk about it.
Oh, hugging sideways so you can still hug in a manly fashion.
No, so your
Christian hug.
Touch
Christian
no
side
sexual
hug.
Sexual.
Christian side hug.
The song is called Christian Side Hug, and the
Christian
band's name
hug.
Is.
Christian Side Hug.
I don't know. The band's name is Gimme That.
Oh my
Christian
God.
Side
I don't
hug.
Know.
Listen
should we give
this.
Them airtime?
Oh, give me that Christian
five
side.
5 seconds.
Give
all right.
That Christian
4, 3, 2, 1.
Give me that Christian side.
It's
hug.
Bad.
That Christian side. Hug. I'm a rough rider.
No, you're not.
You're not rough riders at all.
No,
I think it's a joke. I think it's a joke.
No, they're serious.
Are they real?
The best part is the ending when they go, I'm the Jesus, and they get two shotguns. Or Jesus,
I know. They end
it
with violence. That's the greatest part.
I love Jesus. Bang, bang. Call your mama. You'll be rolling home. All right, can we end this? Yeah, yeah. Really annoying.
Boo.
Hey, come on, dude. What are you guys
doing? 2 thumbs down.
Though?
8 thumbs down.
What do you mean 20 thumbs down?
Infinite thumbs down.
There's just endless music out there that's just garbage.
But you need the garbage to distinguish.
You know
the good.
What?
But,
anybody can make music now, I guess.
When we had that interference
with
from
YouTube,
Future,
and
you know Future, right?
Right.
He was here a second ago dropping knowledge. He's the one that told me that the reason there is bad music out there is because of us.
Exactly. The listeners.
You are the reason why
the
world exists
them.
Around
well, not
you.
Not me, per se.
So if we wouldn't have given that music a second worth of listening, if we don't even consider this crap, they wouldn't be around. If we don't watch these crappy
what
reality
do you guys
shows,
think about
they wouldn't be
Lady
around.
Gaga.
The music and the shows reflect the society. So
do you like
music
exactly.
is bad, the society
do you like
exactly.
Lady?
People
for
deserve
it.
The government they get. So if the government is bad, the society is fucked up for
right.
accepting
take
this kind
the power
of government.
Into your own hands and make a change.
The fact that we weren't out in the streets fucking protesting everything that monkey Bush was doing to this country is a testament on us, not Bush.
Right.
Is that not true?
It is.
We, for some
what
reason,
do you think
they did
about
it at
Lady
a pace
Gaga
that didn't get people pissed
rights.
Off enough.
No, we're not going to Gaga Land. She makes me gag.
Lady Gaga? I heard some Lady Gaga, and I couldn't understand what all the fuss was about.
Okay. She's not even fascinating to look at, or like just she doesn't have an aura, nothing.
And I know I'm not too old because I'm still 29. I can't. I'm not at that age where I go, I don't know, what are these kids listening to yet? Because I gave it a shot. I'm like, what are
she's
all these
like
people
she's like the white Bjork with no talent.
She's
are you talking
voice.
About me?
She has a pretty good voice. I have you seen her in her
oh my god, Bjork
no?
just beamed in.
Hello, okay. Yeva.
Oh my god, I'm such a big fan. I love your
oh,
swan
really?
Dress.
Oh,
oh
I really love swan dress. It's just me being different, you know?
Oh, but you're amazing. I love you. Can you
thank
do
you.
Little, can you do a little song? Or is that too early to ask?
Well, all I can say is there is definitely, definitely, definitely no logic to human behavior.
Hey, are you friends with Roger Waters? Oh my god, Roger, hi.
Hey, people don't know Roger Waters. I can't do Roger Waters. They don't know those songs.
You're not doing anything. These are the real
no,
people
no,
coming
but,
in.
I can't do Roger Waters.
How about that part?
All of Roger Waters' songs sound like when
not
he's
all.
Like... Okay, not all. You're right. I have this problem with saying all, and then people get mad at me.
Yeah.
Many Roger Waters songs sound like where he's actually kind of just starts whispering emotional songs like this. And then he yells out loud, getting into the moment.
I love it.
They all sound like that.
Sounds
amazing.
Emotional.
Oh my God, that makes me pulvel every time.
Wow, we just got Bjork.
In what way,
we just
Eva?
Got a visit from Bjork. We got a visit from the future. We got a visit from Roger Waters. Bruce Lee fucking stopped by.
That's hot.
Is this a full show yet or what?
I don't know.
Not yet.
No. Not yet. Not yet.
It's not a full show yet. Not yet.
I feel like there's so much more to give.
Maybe John Lennon can stop by.
I don't know. Do you think Yoko is talented, John?
Listen, I heard your show, and I don't like you making fun of Yoko.
Why?
Because she was in my life when I was feeling very bad.
And why were you feeling bad?
Well, first of all, this is a terrible John Lennon accent. And, well, because I felt like I didn't belong to anything. The Beatles was done. That was myself in the past. The new John Lennon had no direction until I met Yoko, and we shared everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything.
She came into the studio with me 24 hours a day.
Was she just hanging off your balls?
Love?
It must have been annoying to watch her hanging off my balls. Excuse me, hanging off me balls. But
me balls.
Was she good in bed?
But damn it, I loved her.
What did you
love
about her?
Love is real. Real is love. Real is love.
Well, all right. What am I going
to
do?
Listen.
She was there.
Listen to me.
I am listening.
We give credit where credit is due.
You love Lennon.
We love Lennon because he was great, so we're going to talk about him. We talk about our friends if they do good things. For example, one of the fans of the show, our good friend Sheila Ahmad, she's just started a great blog, which I want everyone to check out because it's not just your regular food blog. You know, a lot of people...
Eat this over here.
Everyone and their grandma's sister's plumber has a blog these
days.
That's
actually true.
Yes.
But the shit that sets blogs aside is content and...
visuals.
Basically content, visuals, photography, whatever. And Sheila does it right. Her blog is called mecookpretty.blogspot.com.
Me cook pretty.
And it's basically, the reason I have to give her props, because she looks like a professional photographer, took pictures of these dishes
that she's making,
and she like makes these dishes that look so tasty and professional.
Can she cook for the show one time?
Next week, tune in as Sheila will
cooking
cook for us
section.
From her blog, mecookpretty.blogspot.com. And I think that's going to be our show for this week. We got to know Super Socko. We dispelled the whole masonry myth.
Right, right.
We got a lot of visits.
You know, we got a few visits. Music. We got pissed.
We love you guys so
Thank
much.
You, Future,
yes,
for dropping by.
Yes, we want to be thankful for the show and your our fans.
Thank you, Mel, for being with us once again.
Hey, thanks
so
for having
much.
Me.
Tune in
amazing.
Next week
Joining
for our
in.
Art Fun. Artist show.
All about art.
Art artists. Yeah, yeah.
With live Spanish guitarists.
Oh, I wanted to give a shout out to Japs. Remember I was telling you Rachel Lawrence, my friend? My
you shouldn't
coach.
Call Japanese people a derogatory name.
No, it's Japs, Jewish American Princesses. Yes. Check
shout
it out.
Shout outs to Jewish American Princesses. Pim's Cups. Mecookpretty.blogspot.com. Future, thank you.
And Bali Shag, thank you.
Thank you, Bali Shag. Thank you, Yeva. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you,
We'll come
Yeva.
Back next week.
Future.
Love y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Spread the love. Meow.